This is a Hog Sports Network podcast.
And this is the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. We are part of the Whole Hog Radio Network, and I'm your host, Chip Souza, of this podcast. And you can find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, also on YouTube. Of course, I have a face for not YouTube, but if you want to see my face on YouTube, there you go. And be sure and do that before you have your lunch. Also, be sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. We also encourage you to follow our other Whole Hog podcasts as we bring you the best in Arkansas Razorback sports coverage, including the Whole Hog Baseball podcast and the podcast from the Palace of Mid-America or something like that. What's it called, Blake? The Basketball Podcast of Mid-America?
That's it.
That's a lot. That's a big word. That's a lot of words. But anyway, they're all on our website at wholehogsports.com, and you can catch those there. And again, on YouTube, be sure and like and subscribe and catch those. So in our first segment today, we're going to give you a little news update. Got a little new news for you. Earlier today, we hosted the Hogs Illustrated Sports Club luncheon over at Springdale at the Home 2 Suites. And former Arkansas Razorback baseball player Carson Shaddy was our guest speaker. And man, he did a great job today talking about what it was like to be a walk-on for the Arkansas Razorback baseball team and to work his way in and not just become a small-time player. He was a big-time player for the Razorbacks, and his father also played for the Razorbacks. In fact, was a teammate of Dave Van Horn's. And so Carson gave us some great insight. Of course, he was a member of that 28 team that advanced to the championship of the College World Series. So it was a great, great luncheon today. And if you want to see that speech and his Q&A that he did with Christina Long, our managing editor of Hogs Illustrated magazine, if you want to see that Q&A, you can see that on the Whole Hog YouTube channel, and you won't want to miss that. It was some great insight. So that's what we had today for our luncheon. Arkansas baseball, it is right now 1:51 on Wednesday, and they're playing South Carolina in the SEC baseball tournament down in Hoover, Alabama. Matt Jones, he is the managing editor of WholeHogSports.com. He will have a full game recap on that game and all of Arkansas baseball as they participate in the SEC tournament. It's pretty much a given. Arkansas will be a top eight national seed when the NCAA regionals are announced this weekend, which means Arkansas will host a regional next weekend, and they would host a super regional should they advance past regional. So, again, if you want to find out more about that, follow Matt's and read Matt's stories and recaps and all that at WholeHogSports.com. Also want to mention congratulations to Arkansas pitcher Hagan Smith. He was named the SEC Pitcher of the Year on Monday. Hagan has been dominant all year long. He's went 9-0 during the regular season with a 1.52 ERA. Also averaged double-digit strikeouts, and he leads the nation in several pitching categories. He also established a school record for career strikeouts last weekend at 349, breaking the old mark of 345 held by Nick Schmidt. And Hagan is also one of 25 semifinalists for the Golden Spikes Award. And, of course, if you remember, Arkansas's had a couple of winners there. Andrew Benintendi and Kevin Copps were both Golden Spikes Award winners. Also, I recently did a check. I try to do this once a week or so, MLB Mock Draft, 2024 MLB Mock Draft. The most recent one that I saw has Hagan Smith going, of course, in the first round, number eight overall to the St. Louis Cardinals. Personally, I'd rather see him fall a couple of spots to the Red Sox, who pick at number 12, but doubtful that's going to happen. But, hey, I can always hope, right? Moving over to softball, there's been a little bit of news coming out of the UA softball program in the past couple of days since they were eliminated from the Fayetteville Regional with back-to-back losses to Arizona and Villanova. Sophomore twin sisters Hannah and Lauren Kamenzine have reportedly entered the transfer portal. Hannah was a utility player this year for the team. She was used as both an outfielder and a pitcher. As a hitter, she batted 308 in 78 at-bats. As a pitcher, she was 9-1 and pitched 59.1 innings. Lauren played primarily at shortstop, but she batted 132 in 32 starts and 68 at-bats, and they are from Nebraska. So we'll keep an eye on that to see where they end up transferring to, but reportedly they have entered the transfer portal. Women's golf. The women's golf team finished 10th at the NCAA Championships in California. They shot over their four rounds, a 288, 290, 299, and 300 over those four rounds. That's the second best four-round team score in program history in NCAA competition. So they had a great, great showing at the NCAAs. Freshman sensation Jose Marin, she finished tied for fourth individually. She shot 72, 68, 71, 72 for the tournament. And she is one to keep an eye on. She is a true freshman from Columbia. And so following along the lines of Arkansas great golfers that they've had in the past, Stacey Lewis and Gabby Lopez and Maria Fossey and so on, the future is very bright for Jose Marin, and you'll want to follow her career as it moves up. So that's it for the first segment, and we'll take a little break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk about recruiting with our recruiting guy, Richard Davenport. Stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Stay on top of all Arkansas Razorback sports with a Digital Plus subscription on the Hogs Illustrated app. Get complete Razorbacks coverage in one location. Your subscription gives you 20-plus issues of Hogs Illustrated magazine, the most unique and compelling coverage anywhere in the state, plus total access to all the content on WholeHogSports.com, including breaking news, commentaries, analysis, features, recruiting, award-winning photos, and premium message boards. Subscriptions start at just $17 per month. Join the Hog Sports Network team at subscribe.waco.com. That's subscribe.wehco.com. Or call 479-684-5509 to get your front row seat to Arkansas Razorback sports. Go Hogs!
And welcome back to the Whole Hog Sports Podcast. I'm Chip Sousa. Thanks for joining us. And we are now joined by Richard Davenport, our recruiting guy. And we're going to talk a little Arkansas football and basketball recruiting. And we're going to start with football, Rich. First of all, how are you doing on this Wednesday?
Doing fine, my man. Doing fine. I think we got the sunshine out finally.
Man, I hope so. We need some.
After some rain, and look forward to the rest of the good day.
I know, you know, when it gets to be August, you know, we're going to be wishing we had this rain, you know, whatever. But right now, I'd kind of like to see it hold off for about 4 or 5 days if we could.
Yeah. Oh, you said it. Come August, we're going to be that's when I start praying for fall weather.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Richard, we're going to talk a little football. We'll start with football. We'll talk a little bit of that, and then we'll skip over to men's basketball. But Arkansas got a commitment this week. And is it Kamari or Kamare? Kamari, how do you pronounce his first name? Williams.
That's how I would pronounce it. Yeah.
Kamari? Kamari? I think K-A-M-A-R-E, Kamari. If I am butchering that name, I am sorry. Don't hold it against me. He is a wide receiver from Wellington, Florida, and he chose Arkansas over a pretty good list of suitors, Rich. I mean, Arkansas, it looks to me like they got a pretty good one here.
Yeah, he's got about 30 offers. And good gosh, Michigan, you look at the offer list, is just very, very impressive.
Yeah.
Auburn, Ole Miss, Michigan, like I said, the list just goes on and on. So to be able to get him, and based on what I can understand, he hasn't visited yet. He's going to probably make an official visit in June, 6'2", 6'3", about 185. He's a consensus three-star, which if you look at his offer list, you think he's a four-star, but evaluations continue to go through the season and the summer, and he could be elevated. That's not unusual to see a three-star with his kind of offer list. So definitely a good get for Arkansas there, getting a high-caliber kid who had offers from Florida and Florida State, Miami. He was one time projected to go to Miami. So all you can say, that's very impressive.
He's legit. He's legit. And he is a 2025 recruit, so that would be in next year's signing class. Now, Arkansas also got a if you get someone who is with Army, do you flip them, Rich? Is it called a flip? Or I don't know how,
I would say a flip. You know, I really learned something just because of him, being a Razorback. He's technically signed. He did commit last Wednesday when he got the offer, and he signed last Thursday. So didn't know that until obviously yesterday when I talked to him. But interesting thing on Service Academy guys, They may say that they signed something. They really don't sign anything binding.
Right.
And here's the thing that really I did not know. I got this from a source that is heavily involved in recruiting for service academies. They're not bound to that service academy till their junior year.
Wow.
When they enroll.
I did not know
so
that.
I was stunned by that. I really was. I really, you know, because you just don't see too many. You don't see Arkansas recruiting guys that are, you know, committed or whatever to Navy, Army, Air Force, what have you. So, anyways, that really got my attention. But here's the deal with him: he's 6'4", about 170 pounds. He's kind of on the thin side. He's probably going to have to redshirt, but his athleticism is off the charts. He played for Yoakum High School in Texas.
Yeah.
For Bo Robinson, who's a former Texas Longhorn defensive end, whose son, Silas Robinson, signed and played was at the U of A for a couple years under Chad Morris.
Right.
But he played quarterback for him last year. Really kind of played out of position. So not a lot of recruiting activity. But he ran a 10.44
saw that
electronic
yeah.
time in the 100 wow. meters, 21.3 in the 200, a 10.525 a 10.25 split in the 4x100. So this guy has not good speed, great speed.
Yeah.
And you take a guy like that wants to be at your school regardless who you are. But have that type of size. He's a legitimate 6'3", 6'4", when I saw him and talked to him. But like I said, a little on the thin side. A good redshirt year would get him ready for the following year. But you can't do anything with speed for the most part. You can increase it a little bit when kids get on campus. But having a guy that runs a 10.44 coming out of high school usually doesn't happen very often.
And, of course, his name is Zachary Taylor, and he's being recruited as an athlete, so we don't know where he will slot.
No, he's going to be a receiver.
Receiver, okay.
He's going to be a receiver. I said in the story that he was an athlete, which he obviously is. Could play a defensive back, but they're definitely recruiting him as a receiver.
Probably be a big special teams player, too, with that kind of speed. I would imagine. Wouldn't be a surprise to see him, you know, like Isaiah Satania, returning kickoffs when you have that kind of speed.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Now, Arkansas also got a visit this week, Rich, that you reported at HoHawkSports.com, a junior college offensive lineman, Kellen Francis. How did that visit go? He's a player at Butler Community College in Kansas.
Yeah, he's another interesting story. It went very well. He really connected with Coach Mateos and Coach Pittman, really appreciated their honesty. Because 2 weeks ago he didn't have any offers, but he put out his spring highlight video, and then he started getting offers.
Yeah,
Ohio, Eastern Illinois, and then Arkansas came in and offered. Illinois has come in and offered. That's where he's visiting this week after his Arkansas visit. But he appreciated Coach Pittman being honest with him about the process that he's going to encounter. That he's not going to really know, you know, the school as well as that he normally would if he went through the process in a less rushed situation, because he's got to make a decision, you know, this weekend.
Yeah,
he can roll next week wherever he goes. But it looks like either Arkansas or Illinois, and 6'6", about 310 pounds, definitely passes the eye test. Was able to talk to him after the visit And I really like looking at these kids in person, because you see kids listed different heights and weights, and then you see them and you go, well, this guy's about what he says he is. And then sometimes you see guys that are not exactly what they're advertised. So it's kind of good to be able to talk to them. And then you get more of a feel in person than over the phone, you know. So his dad visited with him. So. But here's the negative part, I guess. If there's a negative part, he's from Illinois.
Yeah, he is.
So that would have give him a chance to go back home and play for the state university. So we'll see what happens. Should have a decision sometime this week. weekend.
I guess Arkansas would have to beat Brett Bielema to get his signature from Illinois. And, of course, they do have that going for him. He also, you mentioned, Rich, in your story, he has an offer from Texas State, which they're a program that last year, boy, made some great strides under G.J. Kinney as their head coach. And he, if you remember, maybe a lot of people may not remember this or know this, but G.J. Kinney was also a grad assistant here for Chad Morris in that couple of years that he was here. So another little bit of an Arkansas connection there that's also kind of in on him as well as Houston. But like Rich, like you mentioned, 6'6", 320 pounds, that's a large human. That is a large human.
Yeah, and that obviously he would come in and be able to go through summer workouts. That would help him tremendously, add some depth, and who knows? I don't know if he's good enough to displace one of the guys that they have as starters now, but obviously they feel good enough about him, and I tend to think if he would have went through the process and stayed his sophomore year at Butler, where he was all honorable mention all conference this past season at Butler. But if he would have stayed there for his sophomore year, he would have probably blown up as far as offers and stuff.
But
because most schools are probably full at the offensive line position, the offers are kind of limited.
Yeah.
It's still impressive.
Arkansas looking to build depth there for sure. Let's skip over to men's basketball. Rich, you reported that Arkansas, they're continuing to recruit Sam Funches. Is that how you pronounce his name? Sam Funches, a five-star center. Now, originally, Eric Musselman, when he was the coach here, he was the one who kind of started that recruiting process. But it looks like the new staff and Coach Calipari have continued to recruit this young man from Mississippi.
Yeah, Chin Coleman, associate head coach, reached out to him early last week. I think it was Monday, and told him, said, "Hey, nothing has changed with the University of Arkansas. You're wanted in Fayetteville." And he really liked to hear that. I know his dad did too. They really like Arkansas. They visited back in January for the Auburn game when Coach Muss was here, and communicating with both of them over the last few months, I knew that they were anxious to hear from Arkansas, and they finally got that conversation going with Coach Coleman, and it looks like that they'll be making an official visit to Arkansas this fall. He's the number one center in the country, according to ESPN, in the 26 class. He's also a five-star, which obviously you usually are if you're the number one kid at your position. And then he's number 15 overall in the nation for the 26 class. So 6'11", 215 pounds, and I was really impressed. And then talking to him for that story, that he was around 195 back in January.
That's real thin.
25 pounds.
Wow.
In a good way.
Yeah.
And I think he realized that he needed to add the weight, and he's been lifting weights basically twice a day to try to make sure that weight added weight is good, and he wants to add more weight. So. Got very skilled big man who is going to have a lot of opportunities, but it looks like Arkansas is definitely in the running and will get an official visit.
We need to introduce Sam to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and a lot of them.
Yeah. that and one thing that Fayetteville does have going for them, their first visit in January, they went to the Big Chicken.
Oh, and, Shaq's place.
They absolutely fell in love with the Big Chicken.
Wow.
Obviously, Ronnie Brewer, who was on Muss's staff and who, technically we don't know his status right now, but he's at least on the website, he's listed still on the staff. He's a part owner of that franchise, and they just raved about the Big Chicken. So I think peanut butter and the Big Chicken would be a good combination for him.
Rich, you got me hungry now. I want me some fried chicken. Now I may have to go by there on my way down to MLK today.
Yeah, well, I actually ate there just because they bragged on it so much, and it's definitely good. And the thing that I really like, they give you a lot of fries.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. Awesome. Now, Rich, what about we talked about this kid too a little bit, but I found this interesting. Will Riley, he's a five-star forward, and he has now put Arkansas in his top four But just a month or so ago, Arkansas was nowhere, not even in his top 10. Now they're in his top four. So where do they stand with Will Riley?
Yeah, they stand very well. Here's the interesting part. He's a 2025 prospect, five-star, but he's thinking of reclassifying as a 24, so he could be an addition to the 24 class at Arkansas. And it looks like he's going to visit Arkansas in June, so along with Kentucky and Alabama. So, you know, we're focused on transfers and guys like that as far as, you know, filling out the remaining spots,
yeah.
You know, that Calipari has talked about, saying that he probably only wants eight or nine, and they stand at seven right now. They're waiting on DJ Wagner you know, for that news to come out either way. And then obviously add maybe another one or two guys. But Will Riley is a 6'9 forward out of Canada who this past weekend in a Nike EYBL competition.
It's easy for you to say, yeah.
42 points for his team. Yeah. And I think he only missed one field goal during that time. So he went off. But obviously a guy that everybody in the country would want. And he's another guy that could possibly, if he decides to reclassify for the 24 class, be a member of the team next fall.
Well, I also saw where he's also considering going to Australia and maybe playing for the NBL in Australia. So that's I've never seen that before, but maybe you probably have. I haven't, but I didn't know that that was like an option.
You know, I've been seeing it periodically, not a lot, but and I didn't know much about the league, to be honest with you, until I did a little bit more research. But I've seen that mentioned by a few guys, I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of being educated about it myself, but yeah. I tend to think he ends up in college, but we'll see.
Good deal. And then, Rich, the last thing before we let you get out of here, big news out of Central Arkansas this week. Grayson Wilson, of course, he is a quarterback from Central Arkansas Christian, who has verbally committed to the Razorbacks. He, of course, wouldn't sign until the early signing period in December or the February normal signing period. But anyway, he is now transferring to Conway. So what a big get for the Wampus Cats to have that young man, who's a multi-sport standout at CAC, to transfer to Conway.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, he helped them to win a state title in the basketball. They made the finals in baseball this past weekend, and he had a lot to do with both of those teams, and they made it to the playoffs last year in football in large part because of him. I think it really all comes down to Coach Howard when he left, the connection that he had, and this is not any disrespect to Coach Plumlee at all. It just, he had a very, very good relationship with Coach Howard.
Yeah, he'd grown up in that program.
Coach Howard, left. I think that kind of got the wheels rolling to look around and maybe go elsewhere. But then when evidently he landed at Conway, that was only natural for him to want to go to Conway. So, huge gift for Conway. You know, great coach with Buck James and Coach Howard, too. So, 6'3", about 205 pounds, and great, great young man. He'll be a great leader for Conway also. But obviously, definitely one of the best athletes at the quarterback position in the country. Dual threat guy who can run and make things happen, when he's running. And then obviously, he's been the MVP for a couple of camps over the last four months or so.
Wow.
And some of the best quarterbacks in the country were at those camps, and he was the MVP at least twice.
Legit. He last season at CAC, like Richard alluded to, they made a deep playoff run. Had some great regular season games too. I think they had some very wild games. CAC did. It was like some 50-48 games, and you know, some really wild games. He passed for 3,000 yards and ran for almost 900 yards. as a dual threat, like you mentioned, and he is rated a four-star prospect. So Arkansas will be getting a good one when he does sign with them, either in the early signing period in December or in February when the conventional signing day is. So, Rich, what else you got? Any other knowledge to drop on us?
Well, you know, today begins the dead period for basketball, which dead period basically is you can still communicate with kids. You just can't host them on campus, and you can't be off campus and to see them or evaluate them. So today the dead period starts, and it goes to June 2nd. So there will be no official visits or unofficial visits for basketball until after June 2nd. So that's what makes this this transfer portal stuff even more interesting, because classes start next week at the U of A, and nobody's going to be able to visit the rest of this week in order to maybe make a decision whether to enroll next week. So some people may not know that, but I think that's very noteworthy. You know, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the last two or three spots with Coach Calipari.
Man, Rich, we appreciate it. You know, we appreciate you being on with us and bringing, you know, all the recruiting knowledge that you have. Long, long, long time recruiting writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And Rich, you're able to read his content as well at HoHogSports.com. So if it's anything to do with players, signings, transfer portal, whatever it is, recruiting, Rich has it. And, again, you can get that at HoHogSports.com. So, Rich, we'll have you back again for sure, maybe after the dead period when maybe there might be some other commitments or signings or whatever. And we'll get you back on to keep us all up to date on what's going on with recruiting.
Sounds good, Skip. Thanks so much for having me, buddy.
All right, man. So we'll take another break right here. When we come back, this will be a very abbreviated segment of the HoHogSports.com question of the day. But we do have a question out there that we've put out to our message board subscribers. And when we come back, we will talk about that. So we'll be right back on the HoHog Sports podcast.
Get the latest breaking news on all Arkansas Razorback sports at HoHogSports.com. Our award-winning reporters and photographers go beyond game recaps to bring our subscribers the most trusted Razorbacks news anywhere. With expert analysis, the latest in recruiting, plus unique and compelling stories of your favorite teams. Subscribe today at WholeHogSports.com.
All right, all right, all right. This is the Whole Hog Sports Podcast, and I am Chip Souza, the host of the podcast, and we are back for our final segment, or the ninth inning, if you were thinking about baseball terminology. Maybe we'd be in the ninth inning. And a staple of our podcast every time is our question of the day, where we try to engage as subscribers on our message board at WholeHogSports.com. We post a question on the message board, and we ask subscribers to weigh in. Now, usually we get some really informative and interesting responses. Today there's not very many because the window of opportunity was not very large, probably on my part. It's kind of a user error on that. I didn't get my question posted until last night because I was trying to think of a good one. So, again, we have a very limited question pool or answer pool to choose from. But if you want to participate in this, you can go to HoHogSports.com and click on the forums on the far right-hand side of all of the menu of things that we have at HoHogSports.com, and you can get that, and I'll post that question on there. We love to get that feedback as much as we can. So the question of the day for this podcast is, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, Arkansas will be hosting an NCAA regional baseball tournament next weekend at Ball Stadium. I mean, that's a given. And they're also going to host a super regional at home if they get through that. But first, you got to get through the regional. So if Arkansas is the host, that means that leaves three spots for teams to be part of this regional. What three teams, the question of the day is, what three teams would you like to see in the regional field with the Razorbacks? Okay, so Clay Henry, of course, Clay was the publisher of Hogs Illustrated for many, many years and a very viable part of the message board at HoHogSports.com. And Clay, without question, says he wants to see Texas in this regional. And I think we talked about that Blake on the podcast on Monday. We had Matt Jones, and there have been some projections that show Texas may be coming to Fayetteville for that regional, and that would be kind of cool. It'd be kind of a little preview of what's to come next year when Texas and Oklahoma both come in the SEC. So, Blake, what do you think? How would Texas be in the field?
I'm kind of torn on that because, you know, while it would be fun for the fans and stuff to see Arkansas play Texas, I want to see Arkansas go the distance. I don't want to see them potentially lose to Texas in a regional that they're hosting, which, you know, is possible.
Yeah.
I just think that the bad might outweigh the good in that scenario. So I don't want to see Texas.
No, it would create a lot of fan interest. I mean, not that Arkansas fans have to be motivated to show up at Bomb, because they do that in the many thousands, no matter who they're playing. But, you know, anytime a burnt orange rolls in here to Fayetteville, it always it just brings a little bit of extra juice.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I see it. I just think that if you were to get knocked out by Texas in your own regional,
that
would really sting. So yeah. I'm looking at some projections right now, and what is this, Baseball America, I think?
Yeah.
And it's got Louisiana Tech, Kansas State, and Nebraska, Omaha, which, I mean, that's fine, I guess. But, yeah, I don't think you really want to see the best of the best in your own regional. Like,
I don't.
Yeah, let's get through the regional get to the Super and get to Omaha, you know.
Well, Razorback 339 and we're on the same wavelength here. Razorback 339 says he wants to see Sisters of St. Mary's, please. Yeah. I'm kind of right there with that poster. I'm like, hey, give me Sisters of St. Mary, Sisters of St. Francis, and Sisters of St. Sabbatica or whatever. You know, that's who I want to see is the other three teams. And I want to see Arkansas not even have to use Hagan Smith past maybe, I don't know, three innings of work, you know, saving for the Supers.
That would be nice, yeah. And so, yeah, this Baseball America's got Arkansas as the fifth national seed. So what would that match him up with? I'd have to do the 12th seed, which would be Oregon State.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
That would be, because that would mean Oregon State would come here. Now we know that would be a great series. They've got a little history there.
Yeah. I think, you know, we were talking about not wanting to play the best of the best, but if you could get Oregon State to come here for a Super, you kind of exercise some of those demons from 2018. That might feel really good.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I mentioned that Carson Shaddy was on our was our guest speaker today at the luncheon, and he briefly mentioned that. You know, everybody remembers a foul ball fell in. It could have been caught by any number of three people on that play. Unfortunately, it wasn't. But that was against Oregon State, and you'd like to. I wouldn't mind seeing Oregon State come here and get swept right back out of here.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love that. So, anyway, that takes care of our question of the day. And if you'd like to participate again, like I mentioned earlier, you would need to be a subscriber to WholeHogSports.com. And if you're not a subscriber, you can become a subscriber. If you'll go to that website, WholeHogSports.com, if you'll click on the Contact Us link at the bottom of the page, that will take you to where you would get the information to talk to our customer service folks and get you lined up to be a subscriber, not just of WholeHogSports.com, but also of Hogs Illustrated, the magazine, where we have the most in-depth, detailed stories about Arkansas Razorback sports that there you can find in this market. You get double bang for the buck there, Blake, if they become a subscriber there. And, of course, if you listen to our ad spots as part of this podcast, Blake does such a great job of promoting our website and our magazine there. So that you can also get that information there. So that will take care of it for this Whole Hog Sports podcast, and we'll be back next week, and we'll bring you some more information. We'll know at that time who the three teams are as part of the Arkansas regional that they'll have here. We'll know who they are. And we'll also be able to give you a little recap of the track competition going on this weekend. Arkansas is hosting the NCAA West regional this weekend at John McDonald Track. So we'll have some more information on that. And we may also have some information on, who knows, maybe golf. We don't know, Blake. There's all kinds of things still going on. I mean, school's out for the students, but there's other sports going on.
Oh, yeah, still plenty to talk about.
Absolutely. So, again, we will be back with you next week, so be sure and check out this podcast wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week or talk to you next week. Go Hogs.